Well, it's hard to tell them what I'd say.
Okay.
I don't suppose she'd swear, huh?
Yes, perhaps I'd say good morning. But kidding me about, there was a man from over by Antwerp. He's a good-sized farmer over there, and he fixed watches on the side, and he had George's watch, and he came over here just about noon one day, and he brought George's watch home. Of course, I didn't know him, and he wondered what the chances were for something to eat. And I said, well, I haven't anything special, but I'll fix you something to eat before I have. And so he said, okay, and I started in to do something, then he told me who he was. But they've kidded me about it. But I never have turned anybody down.
Oh, I can believe it.
Of course, she's not.
Oh, eight. You do. It's just certainly true. In these days, you just have to be very careful.
You can get taken so easily.
Oh, that's right. For years.
My father would just say hello.
All right, and change it.
Well, it's supposed to be the same. I hardly ever say good evening to anybody. I never heard you say good evening too much.
I really just don't know what I...
Well, you'd work at...
Dayline.
At Dayline?
Wouldn't you?
Or Sunup?
Well, Sunup or Dayline. Sunup, I suppose.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what I would just say, but it'd be on that order.
Well, sun at 6 o'clock this morning. What would you put into that sentence? The sun...
Came up
at 6.
All right.
I'd say come up. I don't have very good English, and I suppose.
Oh,
attention to that son coming up and making any reply to it.
I have no education. I realize that, especially. And I know some of my friends in town. The one lady called me tonight. She's a teacher. I have several friends that are teachers. And I feel self-conscious a lot of times around the ladies. And yet they're just as good friends as I've got, and they're just lovely to me. I feel that way. But now, as I say, I have some of these friends that I don't think that they ever give the thought that my English isn't correct, and that I have a couple that I feel very self-conscious about, and I know that they aren't any better than I am, and they don't bother me. But I know that they like to try to give me the impression that they...
I know what you mean. And really,
I have a different dialect, don't I?
That's right. And whatever that dialect is, it's good. It makes no difference.
Mm-hmm.
But
sure.
They should. So,
Well, maybe it'll help me not feel so self-conscious sometimes.
Well, I hope you can feel that way, because you really should. Because your language is good as anybody else's. And that's what I believe. Well, now then, let's see. If a person worked until the sun went out of sight, we'd say that he had worked until when?
Sundown.
Sundown, yeah.
If something that you did day before today, you would say, I did that.
Yesterday.
Something that you plan to do day after today, you're going to do that.
Tomorrow.
Watch.
Bye.
How else might you say that? Is there any other way that you could express the idea that it's 8:30?
Late this evening.
Okay.
After 8:30?
Yes, would you express that?
I'd be there after 8:30.
One of those.
Past I usually use.
I say 8:30.
All right.
Quarter till 9.
Yeah, quarter to 9. 8:15 to 9, or quarter 9. All quarter right. 9. This year. But that's wrong. It's very good to be punk this year.
Okay. I didn't put it right, did I? To be honest about it.
We'll have a poorer crop this year, I think, the way it looks.
The way it looks now.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
a year ago.
Yes, a year ago.
Thank you. Is
pleasant.
Changing.
The weather's changing?
Yeah. Or the weather's pleasant. Clearing.
Clearing.
An electric storm. We had an electric storm last night.
We had a pretty good rain last night.
Yes, and we had a heavier, hard electric storm last night.